Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Roarcast podcast hosted by First Year Programs. How are you doing today, Alexia?
Hello, hello. I'm doing good. Classes are good.
That's good. We're on week four now.
Crazy.
So midterms. How you feeling?
Honestly, stressed, very stressed, but you know, we can do it. It's part of the job.
That's okay. You know, the good news is we have a very fun activity happening on Saturday.
What is it?
Football game. Woo! The first home game of Lindenwood's new D1 football team. And today with us, we have two of the football captains here with us. I'll let them introduce themselves and say what year they are and what their major is.
Lloyd Lockett, I'm a grad student. I guess master's is in health administration.
I'm Kai Ross. I'm also a grad student. My master's is in leadership theory.
That's fun. Yeah, that's cool. Now, fun fact about these two. They were on this podcast last year once they announced that Lindenwood was going D1. Except we also had Sterling. Has he graduated?
No, he's still here.
He's still here?
Yeah.
Oh. You're going to be mad as hell.
I didn't know. You said one other person.
Yes, I did.
You said one other
person. Yes.
Sterling going to be on here probably next year anyway. He'll be
He'll be back.
He'll be fine.
He can do it next year.
Yeah, he can do it next year.
Yeah, he'll live.
All right. He's going to be so sick. You guys just had a game in Texas, and you won by 1 point. So how do you feel after winning your first D1 game?
I mean, the win itself is exciting because it's our first in program history. And then just how we won was, I've never won like that before in my life. Like on a block punt, you like can't make it up. Like you dream about that stuff. I guess being Andrew who scores it and Jalen who blocked it. But like it was crazy.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Like it's not something I guess you can ever like get over. And like the feeling of it is, like, you just got to be there, really, to know how exciting and how crazy the moment was. Because you kind of, I don't know, there's just so many emotions and stuff going on during that time and stuff. So
people crying.
Yeah.
It's
like
crazy.
People crying after and so much just, like, love and stuff just in the air and just pure joy and stuff like that. It was something that, like, our program probably really needed. And, it's crazy.
What was the mindset you had when the game started and when it ended?
Mindset-wise is we kind of preached and kind of harped on that we belong here and kind of moving up divisions. Of course, we were like the underdog, of course, in the game. But we do a lot of study. We do a lot of preparation. We practice hard and stuff like that. So we always feel like we're in a situation for a reason. And just, like, we belong here. So just kind of having that chip in the team, like, whenever we were coming out there, they were pretty confident and pretty sold that they were going to win the game throughout the whole game. So that just always kept a chip on our shoulder and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of the same thing, just that we belong. But after the game, it was like you thought we would have been relieved, but it was just kind of like now that we won, you, like, felt, like, even more pressure to, like, keep winning.
Yeah.
So, like, the win was great, but also right after that, like, on the plane ride home, we were like,
oh.
Now we got to keep going, which is good because we're not like, oh, we won our first game. Now we can lose the rest. Like,
so, speaking of your next game, how are you guys feeling about your first home game? This is now the chance for Lindenwood to see you guys in action in person and for us to get going with the tailgating and audiences being super excited to see you guys play and cheer you on, which is something we weren't able to do in Texas. How are you guys feeling about that?
We're excited. We kind of know it's going to be a pretty good turnout. Last first home game was crazy in itself as well. And we just ready, like we just preparing and just kind of ready for that and excited for that outcome and excited for all the stuff that's just going on in Lindenwood. It's just going to be kind of a cool, surreal feeling and all that. So,
and we just got a new video board. Like, you can see our ugly mugs on the screen. Yeah. Like, you don't got to squint to the field.
Yeah, so, like, you're going to be able to know who's out there, who makes the tackles and stuff and all that, who makes the plays and stuff. It's just exciting.
Is your family super excited to see your faces on the big screen? Are they, will they have their phones out just waiting for that moment where like, oh, that's my person.
Probably. Like
my mom coming to the game.
That's probably going to be a thing for sure.
So that's exciting.
We don't need to bring fat heads really anymore because our head going to be fat on the screen. So it'll be all right.
Do you have any expectations for like the audience?
I'm not going to lie. The crowd set a high standard for themselves. Last first home game, mm-hmm. it's at a high standard for theyself, like for what it can be like and what it can feel like and stuff. And it was crazy. Like the game, like I remember it was a point in the game where it's like we was on the field and the student section is like behind the offense. You like look up and it's just people going crazy. And like we make like a really good drive and like they were going crazy. And it was just like, bro, this is like a real feel of how like how it can be and stuff. So I think the crowd set a really like high expectation for themselves. Not even like what we said, it was what they did. So I think we could just like keep that going, like come and be free and loose and just enjoy.
And the video board's gonna make it way more interactive too. Like you don't have to like be like, oh, what happened? Like there'll be replay on the video board. So like you'll be able to stay in the game more too, even if you get distracted.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
See, and the nice thing is your guys' first home game also is on family day. So we'll have all the parents.
Yeah, everybody be there.
We have a Facebook group that's dedicated to family and supporters. And I posted about family day. And they were like, what are you guys most excited about? And a lot of people were like, we're excited to see the football game. Or we're excited to see our kids play in the band during the football game. So everyone seems to be super excited for this Saturday.
Yeah.
There's also 500 free T-shirts. For the first 500 students.
Someone snagged me one.
Look, I have rehearsal at 6, and I get off work at 5, so I have, like, an hour to get a free T-shirt.
Get a free T-shirt, yeah.
And then I'll support you mentally. I am there mentally. So sorry.
We will see the recording.
We'll see the recording.
Mm-hmm. Standards.
We'll focus on social media. So both of you are captains of the football team. So what is your guys' leadership style like?
I guess we're kind of like, this is going to be terrible. We're kind of like nurturing until it's like not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? So like you get a little bit of a leash, but like you can't go crazy off the leash. Also, we're like, we don't take it like super seriously. We're not the people that are like going crazy in the locker room, and like we're not drill sergeants by any means. But like, we want to win, and it takes a certain standard to win, and it's our job to uphold the standard. So we're gonna do whatever it takes to uphold the standard.
Yeah, probably that's probably like the best way. Me and Kai, like one of the older people on the team, so. We already kind of have, like, a certain persona. Like, we're Grandpa and Pawpaw on the team. So, like, we already got, like, nicknames and stuff where, like, we already looked at as, like, just older. And, like, just, like, already, like, respected. And I appreciate the team for, like, kind of always respecting our word and, like, taking it. But, like he said, we are nurturing and stuff like that till it gets to a point of where, like, you got to say you might have to have tough conversations and stuff like that to uphold whatever we believe is our standard, and whatever our standard is, we just kind of make sure we uphold that standard, what the coaches are enforcing and what the coaches believe and what we should believe, like whatever our culture is what we kind of emphasize and live by. So.
Now, quick question. Who's Grandpa and who's Papa?
I'm Grandpa.
He's Grandpa. I'm Papa. He's older than me.
All righty. Well, I guess we'll know what names are going to be on the scoreboard.
Who do you think is going to be our biggest rival this year, now that we are in a new conference?
It's got to be SEMO. Mm-hmm. Yeah, SEMO.
Yeah. Yeah, SEMO is probably going to be the biggest rival because there's a lot of alumni from St. Louis that go there. A lot of good players out of this area go to SEMO. So there's just a lot of familiarity there. From here, St. Louis, purely like just St. Louis and SEMO as a whole. So
I feel like before they were like kind of the only Division I team that was like really close. Mm. So they got to like get a bunch of recruits like based on that. But now, like moving forward, they're going to have a tougher time just recruiting wise, just because you don't have to leave home to go Division I and play football. Kind of in a better area than
St. Charles is nice and stuff, so like it's like he said, recruiting wise and stuff like that, it's easier. And yeah, I'd see him, I would probably be it. That game would be really fun, really good to come to too.
Yeah, speaking of, did you know St. Charles was ranked number 2 in the United States for best places to study?
Really? I saw that.
I saw Facebook.
It popped up on Twitter. Yeah.
See? So we're not just great for college.
Yeah.
St. Charles is great to study in.
lovely place to study in.
Lovely
place.
Question. This is not on the question list. But what's your favorite place on Main Street? Mine's Grandma's Cookies.
Yeah. Grandma's Cookies is great.
Yeah, Grandma's Cookies is a vibe. Like, it's just a whole thing in there.
Mm-hmm. There's, like, a little sandwich spot. It's got, like, an outside little patio. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
One of my favorite places.
No free press, I guess.
If you come back to it, let us know, because I low-key want to go there. My favorite place was like one of the best like places I went was, it was like this candle place on Main.
I love candle places.
Yeah, and it like you can make your own candle. Like,
at the so place. Cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's low-key. Like you can literally make your own candle. Like they give you a whole bunch of scents and stuff like that, and you like pick the scents that you want to make your candle out of.
I saw that. There was like the farmer's market a couple weekends ago.
I love
Did
that.
Anyone go down there?
It's every weekend.
Every weekend?
Mm. I went last weekend.
I was going to make my own candle. That was the place on the corner, the new burger place, has really good wings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of places to study and to hang out. Yeah. I highly suggest it.
And on May?
Yeah.
And buy nice stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can buy nice stuff. There's great ice cream.
Yeah. What's the place on the end of Main Street that does like the ice cream sandwiches?
Oh, it starts with a K. It's like, Kiwanis?
I don't know about that.
I definitely did not.
That place is great.
Do the. Yeah,
they like got cookies and they make your ice cream sandwich with like fresh baked cookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saturday after the game.
That's what you're going to do after it.
After the game.
Or Sunday, you know what I'm saying? But not before.
Not before at all.
Oh, it might be Riverside Sweets. It has like old candy on it. There's
place
also
is different, but I would go there too.
Yeah, Riverside Sweets does ice cream, and then it also does like old candy and like caramel apples and stuff. And we are going towards autumn, and caramel apples are amazing in autumn.
I'm hungry. But talking about food, what do you do like before games? Like, do you have like a drill, or like are you able to eat before the games, or how does that work? I'm always curious about that.
Yeah, we are. It's everybody on the team knows exactly what we eat. Like, it's we eat as a team, of course, like a few hours before the game. We eat as a team. And it's always consisted of, no matter if we're home or away, it always consists of usually a green, it's usually green beans, and then it's a pasta, like whatever noodle they have, and then red sauce. Yeah, with red sauce. It's red sauce, pasta.
And chicken.
And baked chicken. That's literally like all, that's all we have before the game. It's baked chicken, red sauce, pasta, green beans, and a breaststick.
No matter if we eat in the morning.
Yeah.
If we eat in the afternoon,
yeah,
that first meal, that last meal you have before the game is like chicken, pasta, green beans. Yeah.
If we have a game at 2, so we have to eat a few hours before, it'd be like at 11. At 11, we'll have green beans, pasta, and chicken, and breadsticks. It's no matter what.
Do you guys eat pickles? Because I was told that pickles are really good for cramping. No, okay.
It's a great source of potassium.
Yeah, because literally. So my dad coaches rugby, right?
Drying your mouth out.
Yeah.
So literally one of my jobs when I was little was to carry the pickles and like give anyone pickles who needed it. because it was really good for cramping.
Like, have you ever seen people do like mustard on the sideline?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like anything, it's a thing.
Cramping.
Anything you can get that's like low in calories, like that's not gonna make your gut discomfort, and then, but still be able to get some type of nutrients to avoid cramping and stuff. We learn to get and do.
Gotcha. So, has there been any conversations about compensation for name, image, and likeness? Because I know that has been a huge controversial subject when it comes to all sports. And now that we're D1, has that been addressed at all? Have you guys had any conversations about whether you will get compensated or not?
We use like a website that you can do. Basically, like, you throw all your social media platforms on it, like your name and stuff. And then if companies want to reach out to you, they can reach out to you. But like, I didn't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't really care that much to do it. But like, I know people on our team do it. Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'd get compensation from the school unless it was like we did like specific jersey sales. And I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah. It's definitely cool because it's now like a new avenue that you can take. I haven't looked that much into it because I'm a senior. Like, I don't know what they do like contracts. I know like whenever they do that stuff, they do like contracts and that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you promote it throughout like your years or like throughout like the season or something. But like, I got like 3 more months here. So like, I don't know, nobody's going to do a contract for that. And I'm not really trying to get into all that. But I know players on the team that have like did that and did contracts and they get like free stuff. And
like, it's also a lot of it's based on like just your social media following.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that popular. So like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be worth like $20.
they're like looking for like true big exposure. So like,
yeah.
Like, we got guys that are, like, TikTok famous on TikTok or, like, stuff like that. And they'll get, like, some stuff because they got 100,000 people that look at their stuff. But it's definitely a cool thing because it's a new avenue, but it's not really big in my life, for real.
Me either.
So.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we were just kind of curious about that. Because
I mean, it's cool, though.
Yeah,
it's like, definitely it is cool if you have, like, if you.
Yeah, imagine getting paid for posting pictures.
Yeah. People do get that. Like, that is a thing for sure.
That's cool.
Especially because college is expensive.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Yeah.
Like, selfie with grandma's cookies, $10. Yay.
And it's not based on performance. So, like,
really?
Yeah, no, it's just like based on your, like, they can't base it on performance. That's why, like, NCAA sports are still amateur. So, even if you just got a big following and you play a sport, you know, throw your socials up there. Yeah. You know, go make some money.
Yeah, so you just
no one's got to know.
Yeah, you just got to be good looking or good at dancing or something like you don't like, and you'll be able to get.
Or really funny. Yeah, I don't know, like, you know, use like all
like,
your talents.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it's really all it take.
You could be an expert bungee jumping person and get money for that.
Exactly.
Literally.
So you said that you were a senior, right? So what are your plans after graduation? Are you a senior too?
Of course, I always just keep in the back of my mind of playing football after, you know, just because that route is never guaranteed and stuff like that. But I wanted to get into hospital management and stuff after and kind of start building and doing that type of stuff, hospital management, hospital administration stuff for sure.
Yeah. Are you also a senior?
Yeah.
So what are your plans?
I want to coach football.
Okay.
So. Football's kind of my life, so see that for like the next 60 years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
As long as you're passionate, do what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Gotta love ball.
Yeah.
Love ball.
Coach Kai for sure. Coach Kai for sure.
So is there anything new or different that the team is bringing this year to the field as we are now at D1?
Anything new, like people or like new, like
uniforms, a brand new entry song, new plays on the field, anything new?
I mean, the intro video is going to be different.
Okay.
That's something to look forward to. We did just get the new white jerseys we wore at Houston Baptist.
They were nice.
Those are kind of sick, yeah. Not really.
We'll have something new for the game, during the game, fourth quarter-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have something new for that. That'll be a lot more crowd involvement.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, we'll have something new for that. We're going to try to incorporate that, orchestrate that. And then, yeah, with, like, the video board kind of helps a lot, like, with everything. Like, yeah, it'll make
video board.
Yeah, like, the video board just makes everything more interactive, like, just something to look at, like, there, if not any, like, if anything. And so there'll be, like, videos. There'll be an intro video and stuff going on there. But, no, that's about it. That's the only thing, like, externally, nothing, like, internally in the team that we'll have different. Everything will be the same, really. We'll be ready to play.
Also, your social media, it's killing it now.
Yeah.
Like, shout the videos.
Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
At Tyler shot it on Instagram.
Yes.
Those, like, graphics and everything are doing so well.
We got the best graphics person in the country. Like, he's up there for sure.
It's him for sure.
Yeah, like, he's up there for sure. He definitely changed the whole whole dynamic of our team. And I don't think he, like, even realized how much he's really, like, affected the team, but like we all like be appreciating and stuff like that. Yeah, he definitely created a lot more exposure, a lot more interaction for our team and stuff.
Yeah, and we had to do like a lot of photo shoots this fall.
Yeah.
And like, I don't really like doing them.
But like, you'll be doing it
when they look that good. When he shows you at the end what it looks like, you're like, I'm kind of excited.
Yeah,
this
like,
now.
Like,
he's gonna make me look good. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts. We did a lot. We did a lot of photo shoots and stuff.
See, I feel like that would just be like a little like, hey, that's me. I look cool.
Yeah,
I look amazing, man. It's going like, on my social media.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that, like, so you have you seen the graphics of, like, when people are yelling, but there's no sound on the video?
Yeah.
To get your face to look like that, you have to actually yell. So it's, like, awkward, like, someone's videoing you, and you gotta, like, hold the yell and scream. It's not, like, it's so, like, embarrassing.
It is, like, some cringy kind of stuff sometimes. Because, like, you gotta, like, yell and stomp and, like, flex and, like, at the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
And, people just standing on the side is like looking at you like so it is a little weird. It is a little different, but once he show you at the end though, you like
worth it.
He got it.
I'll do it again.
I'll do it again. For real.
Well, because I remember when I was looking through social media, there was a video of you sitting in the stands.
Yeah, that was our jersey reveal.
Yeah. I was like, this would be entertaining to just watch be filmed. Like, it's just like,
like, what are they doing?
We were right over there, and people were, like, eating lunch, like, right next to us. Like, I could hear them talking, and it was just, that was funny. That video turned out really well.
It did. Your guys' social media is doing great this year, so shout out to that person.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think a lot of people, like, don't understand the power of social media, and I'll be excited to see what type of photos will be taken during the games. Mm-hmm. But also during the tailgating, what types of photos will they focus on? What types of people will they focus on? Are we talking about the audience? Are we talking about tailgating? Like, what exactly photos will be taken?
I got it. Coach Duke, I hope this is okay. We're just trying to start a new tradition, too. Like, after our team meal, we're going to walk through the tailgate.
To the locker room before.
So, like,
get excitement.
Yeah, and, like, kind of feed off each other. So if you're at the tailgate and you want to come say what's up, we'll all be out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you'll be able to miss us for real. But I think it'd be a good chance to, like, interact together.
Yeah, before.
Yeah.
We're going to, like, walk through the tailgate. Like, you see that, like, some schools, whenever the guy's walking in, like, people are, like, their fans and stuff are beside them and stuff. So we're kind of trying to incorporate that. More interaction and stuff.
And Tyler will be recording, so if you want to be in a sick video, come show out. Yeah. You have some excitement, you know what I'm saying?
If you show it, he'll put it in there. He's going to make you look sweet.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess I'm just going to go immediately from family day to tailgating.
Right there. Yeah. That's the energy we need.
I'm so excited. We'll go. Cool. I wonder if the big shopping cart will come back. Do you guys remember the Schnucks shopping cart that was... during tailgating, there was a big one.
I've never been to a tailgate.
It's humongous.
Yeah, of course, you guys are football players. Okay, for those of you who don't know, last year, there was a huge shopping cart, like a room? 12, no, like 15, I don't know. I don't do, but very big, a very tall, very wide shopping cart. Like you could fit under the shopping cart that tall. And it just said Schnucks on it. And it was my favorite thing because it was just so random.
And it was like a car because he had like it was like a bicycle. It was like a car thing.
No, it was like a shopping cart, like a little buggy.
It's good marketing.
It was crazy. It was in the middle of the between like a Spelman and the streets.
Yeah, it was really so funny. I was just looking and I was like, what is that?
I've never seen that.
Maybe you'll see it
tomorrow. Climb in it? Like take pictures in it?
So you could take pictures under it and some like in front of it. Up. But they highly, I don't think they would suggest going up just because of safety. But I'm sure lots of people did.
Yeah, we do not endorse climbing up the streets.
But you might get a cool picture out of it if you do.
For your socials?
Yeah. Maybe that's what you guys do is you just, for your social media, you just have all the football players.
Just piling.
Just piling in the shopping cart like,
hey. So we take our team photo.
That is your new profile photo on Instagram is literally just you guys in a shopping cart. Now, this is a little bit of an interesting, so when we were kind of Googling your guys' football team and stats and stuff and what conference you guys were in, we did some research about your coach. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, your coach used to be a country singer in Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. Did either of you know this? And if you knew, how'd you find out? And what is the reaction when your teammates find out that he used to be a country music star?
So I was here whenever Stuke first got here. So I think it took like half a semester. And I think people started like researching Coach Stuke. And it was like country singer. And that's what, like, brought the investigation of, like, what is it? Like, because on Google it says, like, country singer. So I'm, like, football player and country singer. Yeah. And so that brought, like, the investigation up. And it turns out that his, like, stage name was, like, Jed Lance. And
good old boy Jed Lance.
Yeah, Jed Lance was his stage name. And then I remember, like, one team meeting, they asked him. They were, like, coach, like, ask him a question that pertained to it. Like, they called him Jed Lance. And he was, like, because he's never told us that. And it brought up, like, he was, like, they called him, like, Jed Lance or something, and he, like, was, like. So then, of course, he, like, went in to explain and stuff like that. And then he said, like, that's, like, how he went and met his wife or something like that, too.
Oh,
and
my God.
Then, of course, you got to perform after that. So, like, he performed. Like, he sung, like, a song, but I think that he's only, like, sung, like, once, like, legit just, like, singing.
He's got pipes.
Yeah, he does. He is pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty good. He sang at the women's basketball game last year. He sang the national anthem.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing, though. I understand he has to, like, coach and everything. Mm-hmm. But what if he sang the national anthem and then, like, was like, okay, gotta go, gotta coach.
I like this.
That would be entertaining.
Hey, if y'all are good to do that, hey, he might. He's a public dude. Like, he don't mind kind of.
Do it.
I think he wouldn't have a hard time transitioning either. He might be more into it.
Yeah, I think I might.
Yeah.
Just make sure he has a cowboy hat, and then just take it off.
He'll come however. Yeah. And I think he'll respond more to it if somebody's like, hey, can you do it? Like, instead of us asking.
Okay.
He might not take it
for
real.
We can take care of that.
I'll email him.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get his email after this.
Not every school has a coach that is a country singer, too, so.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Great for social media, yet again.
It is.
Maybe we can revamp his TikTok country viral. Music.
After country. Ooh,
what we should do is we should make him a TikTok star.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For his singing. Because there are people who got like famous with singing on TikTok.
He hates social media. He does it purely for like publicity and like he knows his exposure, but he does not like social media.
All right. We'll do what's that old
you should
social
have him
media.
On his actual like yeah. from like how he got like when he was done playing football to like his career in Nashville to like how he became a head football coach is insane.
Yeah, that should be like one of the episodes. He would be entertaining to have on. Like, he actually is like an entertaining person. He's not like intimidating at all. Like he's like a people person for sure.
Okay, after the football season, when he's a little less busy,
yeah,
we'll have him on.
You might as well. It would be actually like a really good show. Yeah. He loves that stuff for real. He loved that. He don't like social media.
He likes that, not social media. Yeah. You know, that's valid. Oh, that's, I just found that so funny.
Yeah, no, it that's is great. A crazy, like I'm telling you, when we all found out, we was like, what? Like, that's random.
Like, it's just so random. Yes. Like, you never guess that, like, ever. Right?
But if you really think about it, Nashville, what are their two favorite loves?
Yeah.
Country music, football. Yeah. Texas, country music, football. Pretty much other any southern state, country music and football.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, his story is crazy. How all that stuff happened.
Man, it's from good old Greeley, Colorado.
I don't know. Colorado, too. Like, it's all.
Oh, I love Colorado.
Yeah, great state.
It's a great
state.
You've never been to Colorado?
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, it's great.
My family owns a ranch in Colorado. It's called the Porter Ranch. It's almost 3,000 acres, and it is being sold for $18 million. So if anyone wants a ranch for $18 million, hit me up.
Can you pay college for me then?
Ma'am, we're like $18 million in debt. Like, we're going to get a penny from this. A singular penny.
I'll be in Denver in February. I'll give it a look.
Give it a shot.
Oh, it's like 3.5 hours away from Denver because it's like smack down right in the middle of the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You should open an Airbnb there.
Oh my gosh, my grandmother actually is considering opening an Airbnb in her basement.
I don't know about the basement, but
it's a very nice house. It's three stories. Like, you could fully live there. When she was younger, she used to have people live down there.
I'd live in a finished basement.
Yeah. For like cheap, and you get to hang out with like the pigs and the cows. And
yeah. Okay, I would do that.
Hold on though. Baby piglets are so adorable. They're so freaking cute. Yeah. Have you guys seen the cow on campus?
We have a cow on campus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while. Not right now.
Oh.
But every once in a while, Meredith is one of the advisors for the business. She has a ranch or farm somewhere near here, and she has a cow, and she brings it on campus. Oh, it was here during Mental Health Day and the business opening night thingamabob.
She should bring it on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be lit.
Yeah.
In the middle of the football field.
I will say this. Whenever Coach Stu first got here, I was trying to get this for a while. And if the zoo was, I don't know. I think there's some rules with animal rights and stuff like that with this, I guess.
You're trying to get a lion out here?
Yes. I was trying to get a lion on campus. Stu was like, what are you guys like? I was like, Coach, I'm trying to get a lion here. Like, on game day, like, we could dedicate the day to the zoo, whatever. We get, like, at least, like, a cub or something. Like, it ain't got to be a full-fledged, like, simple lion, but it could be, like a cub or something, like, just for people to see. That'd be tough. Like, people eat that up.
So we don't need a full-grown Simba. No. We need a baby Simba.
Yeah, we could have, like, a baby on it. It don't, like, that's what I was trying to get for it.
Call Tiger King and get a little baby cub.
That's what I'm saying. We can like, and people, you know, you can bring a tiger. People ain't gonna like really know. I ain't on campus. Like, at this point, I'll take anything.
If you have a cat, bring it to the game on Saturday.
Facts, if it's above average size, bring it to the game. We'll say it is a cub.
Well, there's funny. So I watch Grey's Anatomy as like my homework show that I don't really pay attention to, but during one of the episodes, one person had a lion in her basement, and then it escaped and, like, hurt her. But there's just a lion roaming around Seattle.
That'd be wild.
Facts. That would be. Yeah, if it broke, it would be a problem. But
we just have a very good handler.
What are the odds of that?
That's what I'm saying. What are the odds? You just keep it in the cage all the time. It won't happen. Like, you ain't got to hold. You ain't got to walk around. Like, I'm not going to go into it. It's fine. It's fine. I already tried to make my case about this.
PETA's about to cancel you.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm done. I'm done.
You know what? Maybe. Maybe someday. Maybe someone else will pick up the torch of trying to convince Lindenwood to bring a lion, and they'll accomplish it.
Yeah. You seen those VR graphics that are in stadiums now?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I need one of those for the lion.
Yeah.
That's the lion we can
get. It is. There you go. We have a fake lion. We do have Leo the lion.
He cool, too.
he is lit too. I need all his energy. I don't know who he is, but I need all his energy on Saturday.
Yeah.
So how do you handle school and athletic style? You know, we're in college. How does that happen for you guys?
I'm happy now because I'm at the back end of it. But it is tough at first. Like, I just did a takeover yesterday for the Lindenwood Athletics page on Instagram. And it's, I was actually getting, like, kind of, like, annoyed because I didn't really, like, you just kind of get in the schedule and you just go about it how it's supposed to go. But it's tedious. Like, our schedule, really, because we just meet so much. Like, we have so many meetings and so much stuff that we have to talk about because football is, like, so strategic and stuff. And that's what a lot of people don't really know. So I was kind of getting, like, annoyed because I was documenting all the stuff that we do and, like, saying we're going here and then we're going here. And, like, you get, like, 2 hours free before – like, you get 2 true hours free before, like, that time whenever you're done with meetings and done with, like, eating and showering. And then, like, from that time to practice. And then after practice, like, yesterday we had a meeting at 7:30, like, at night. We got done at, like, 8. And then you get, like, 2 more free hours, like, from 8:30-ish to 10:30. And then you're kind of ready for bed. So it does get hard. But every time whenever new people come in and freshmen come in, I kind of advise them, like, to – the first semester is always kind of like the hardest because they kind of learning everything and everything's kind of moving fast and you just kind of got to find your schedule and your balance and stuff. But you really just got to find the schedule and, like, get a hold of stuff first. Like, the first semester is usually, like, rough. Like, you play it by ear, like, on how to do stuff. And then, like, you literally just kind of learn as you go. And then once you get past, like, your first semester, first year, usually are pretty solid. You know the ropes. At, you know, the schedules and stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, school is, it's about, like, managing your time, kind of like what he said, but also realizing that, like, if you don't go to school, you don't get to play football. So, like, when you're young, really make sure you get on a good track with school so that if you do have a slip up, like, when something changes, like, it's definitely, like, when you travel for football, you have a lot more things you have to do for football, especially, like, an away game. We'll leave on Thursday. And then all that travel time, no Wi-Fi. Like, you can't really do any homework until you get to the hotel. Once you get to the hotel, we have meetings and dinner and treatment times. And then once you wake up on game day on Saturday, there's really not much you can do because we have so much stuff during the day. So, like, it is, like, some people, when they first start playing, they, like, slip up a little just because they have less time. But if you've already, like, kind of gotten good grades beforehand, then, like, you'll be okay if you have a semester off where you get lower grades. But then you'll figure out, like, what I can do and, like, when I need to get my homework done.
Yeah, and our program is pretty tough, too, because we kind of have a pretty high standard compared to some other football programs in the country. I'm not going to say Lindenwood, because Lindenwood teams, like, sports teams are really smart. Like, for our program and, like, standards of other programs in the country, like, we have a pretty, like, high standard. And we try to emphasize that. And Coach Stu gets kind of upset whenever it gets taken. And not taking it serious or, like, we go below that standard and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, with so many new people this year, and just the amount of people in the football team, how do you guys, like, stay connected? Because I know, like, from not a lot of knowledge about football, but from what I've seen, it's a lot of group effort. So how do you guys get that relationship built and that trust created with the amount of time you have?
Do you guys have siblings?
Yeah.
No.
You have a sibling? You know how you just spend so much time with them?
You kind of just look blonde.
Yeah. And then, like, eventually you're like, man, I'd do anything for this person. Like, we, like, from fall, when fall camp started, so during season you have this thing called Kara hours. Like, basically you're only allowed to practice so many times a week for so many hours. During fall camp, there's no Kara hours. So, like, you get there in the morning and you're there and you maybe get, like, 2 hours in the middle of the day. And then we're right back on campus meeting until you get back home at, like, 9 o'clock, 9:30, and then you're ready for bed. And then we'll even, like, you get so close that, like, you'll even be hanging out in the locker room during the 2 hour break that you have just because, like, you're getting to know people or, like, you're friends with them and you don't want to leave. Like, it's not hard to become close with people, one, that you actually care about. Like, we always talk about how, like, we love each other. And it sounds weird from the outside because you're like new people on the team. Like, how do you know them? How can you love them? It's like, you just do. Like, no one asks why you love your family. Like, you just love them. You know what I'm saying? And it, like, you develop those relationships really quick, especially when, like, from the top down, you hear it all the time. Like, you'll hear, like, players and coaches, like, I love you. Players to players, I love you. Coaches to coaches, I love you. Like, it's weird. If you mic'd us up last game, the amount of times you would have heard, like, wow, this is a blessing, or I love you guys, like, you'd think something weird was going on. Something in the water at Lindenwood football.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, like, we're just around each other so much, and, like, even though you're running, like Kai said, like, fall camp is, like, 2-3 weeks, and literally it's waking up at 6 o'clock, going to bed at 9:30. It's literally, like, and we're, like, busy. We get, like, 2 hours off. It's literally the day. And you're always around each other. You just, like, learn about people. You go through hard times together. Like, some of the hardest times and stuff like that in your life, like, you go through together. Like, people, like, you're, like, and then the thing is, like, we're in college, so we're away from family. People have loss and things go on in family time, like in families and stuff like that, in hard times. But what do you have to do? You still have to go to school. You still have to go to practice. So you're around those people during your hard times. So it's make you guys closer. And then, like, it's always something, like, in sports in general and in life in general, like, you're always going to just go through something new with people, like, with just, like, with each other and stuff like that. Like, we've never had a win like we've had on Saturday. That's something new, and that's something, like, we got closer from. Like, you know, so it's just like life experience. Like, we're just all going through life together, and we're all going through it, like, at the same time and the same time in our life. So that's just, like, why, I guess.
Just made it sound like we were all trauma bonded.
Basically. Basically. So it is. It's a special bond, and it's, we love it.
Also, it's different. Like, imagine if you had to spend that much time with people that, like, you didn't actually like.
Oh.
You know? So, yeah, it's kind of like get in or get going.
Yeah, facts. Like,
and, like, but not a lot of people transfer from our football program. So, like, most people just kind of, you know, get on board.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, from my perspective of the outside, because, you know, I'm not involved in any sports or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I love – kind of like how you explain, like, everything that you do from the inside,
mm-hmm.
Because, like, as spectators, we don't see that part,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it's the most important part of, like, the team and building, like, a connection with each other, or, like, helping each other with academics too. So I love that part for sure.
Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. I have one last question. What is your biggest advice for students this year adapting to D1 and getting excited for D1?
When it's on the topic of us, or just, like, in general?
Just in general. Like, how can Lindenwood's general public get excited about D1 and use D1 to their best ability?
I can go first on this one. Like, a lot of people maybe didn't want to go to a big college when they came here. And, like, that's okay. I'm sorry if that's the case. But, like, for those of you that did, and maybe, like, this school gave you more scholarship money, or you got into Lindenwood for some reason, like, we're at the ground floor of something that could be astronomical. Like, the way we show up to sporting events, or show up to performing art events, or support each other on campus, and just show, like, genuine love and, like, support for the things going around on campus. Like, by the time you're about to be a senior, you're going to look back and be like, it could have went a totally different way if X amount of students didn't support this team, or didn't go to this play, or didn't support the band at this thing. Like, if no one, like, if you don't essentially commit to, like, what it means to be D1, and that comes from, like, if we don't win games, like, over the next, this year or the next 4 years, like, if people don't show up to the games, like, if a bunch of, like, how we start now is just going to lift the school, like, for the rest of its career. And it'd be nice if, like, you look back 30 years from now and, like, you, like, Lindenwood's a household name in every house in the Midwest or all the way to the West Coast or all the way to the East Coast. And, like, it could be that if we want it to be. So, like, it's kind of all on us, like, deciding what we want to do with Lindenwood, not what Lindenwood wants to do with us. Because Lindenwood can say whatever they want, essentially. I mean, I've seen on social media everyone hyping up the game day. No one wants to go to the game. No one wants to go to the game. It's not going to stop us from playing. But also, like, it's going to stop other things over the next couple of years that could possibly have happened to the school.
Yeah. To hit on, like, the point, too, of, like, it also, like, does a lot. This, like, move kind of does a lot for the community-wise. Obviously, a lot more community interaction and stuff like that as well. And a lot more, like, campus interaction. Like, it's always now, like, I just feel like the campus is a lot more alive. That might be because there's more people here now. I know we got, like, a lot, like, a big freshman class, like, for general population-wise.
1,300.
And, like, yeah, and there's people always at the volleyball courts. Like, I always see people walking around and stuff now and all that type of stuff. Like, pickleball, I mean, there'd be old people pickleball all the time. And the president, shout out president. Whatever. But, like, it's just, like, the campus is always, like, more alive now. Like, there's always somebody walking around campus, like, people playing at the volleyball courts. Like, it just seems like a more, like, interactive vibe. And that's going to create more ideas and more stuff for Lindenwood. Like, you got to think, like, how many times have people actually took advantage of, like, midnight breakfast stuff? Like, I've dang near gone every time. And, like, some people be like, no, I don't want to go. Well, like, that's your choice to not, like, interact with the school. Yeah. And it's actually, like, fun if you go. Like, it's actually, like, a vibe. Like, it's actually good when you go to that type of stuff. And, like, game day stuff that they do. Like, they do, like, game stuff in Evans and stuff like that. That's people's choice of just not wanting to interact with Lindenwood when they're trying to do something for, like, the student body. But if everybody goes to that stuff, it'll make Lindenwood, like, it'll force Lindenwood to create more activities and stuff because, like, they see more interaction. So, like, I think it's nice that we kind of got a really big freshman class because, like, they could really be, like, the trendsetters to start, like, really going to that stuff because, like, we got tailgating, like, it's, they serve, like, beers and stuff.
Your college experience is only as fun as you make
it. Yeah, like, you make
essentially.
It.
Essentially.
Like, yeah.
We talked about how, like, we get close because you move away from your family. Like, every student here is also away from their family, mm-hmm. depending on how close they live to campus. So, like, I guess, like, find a family at Lindenwood, find some friends you really care about, and, like, you know, yeah. make your experience as fun as you want it to be.
Yeah.
I found my friend.
We work together. We're friends.
Wow.
No, but, like, we became friends. So we started working together every day.
This has been the latest edition of the Roarcast.
Yeah, literally, Lauren and I are, like, sisters now.
I know. You now pretty much come to my house every day.
Yeah.
All right.
She does laundry at my dorm anyways.
I do.
She got my ID.
Here's the thing. I like to do my laundry at weird hours. My favorite time to do laundry is at 1 a.m.
That's when it's not busy.
It's exact. It's not busy.
I used to do that in the lodge.
Yeah, it's phenomenal because then I don't have to wait for people. I don't have to deal with humans. It's amazing. Yeah. You know what I can't do at Evans? I can't do my laundry at 1 a.m. because it's closed. It's heartbreaking. Well, you
can't do it. 24-hour laundry on campus.
Yep. Start it.
Dude, yeah.
Start it.
They already locked the door.
Lock in your door. Get your ID to get in.
I know. Why is that? Like, we already have to scan our IDs to get into the laundry room. Why don't we just scan our IDs to get into the building to then go to laundry?
It's too much access for students.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's too much.
Too much.
It's not like we're going to destroy the building either. It's just like, it's I want to do my laundry.
You never know. Yeah. You never know.
More interaction comes more interaction.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you both for coming onto this podcast for the second time.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
Veterans.
Having us.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope you both have a great day. And weird question. Give me your best roar.
Roar! I'm gonna start off.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it.
Roar. You can do it. Alexia, what's your best roar?
Roar.
And my final roar.
You gotta go for it. You gotta go for it.